Hi viewers, welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. And tonight we are cooking a spicy kind of noodles, Moroccan style, with some vegetarian duck, which you can get from most Asian shops where they have vegetarian foods. We've got also around three carrots, this much cauliflower, and this much cabbage, one onion, and two garlic cloves. We've also got some spices here. It's already pre-mixed. It has fennel, cumin, fenugreek, nigella, and mustard. And in my Moroccan spice mix, it has almond meal, paprika, ginger, turmeric, cinnamon, nutmeg, tarragon, cumin, cloves, cayenne pepper, and garlic. In this other one, it has seasonings like garlic, basil, parsley, onion, capsicum, pepper. So it's just a mixture. I bought this from the local markets, and an Indian lady, she puts them all together for me. But you can get all the ingredients just by buying them separate as well and mixing them up. A couple of Maisel vegan chicken stock cubes, or any stock cubes that are vegetarian, vegan. Some basil leaves, some black pepper. The other ingredient is rice noodles. Some coconut cream. I'm also using coconut oil to fry the onions, and possibly a little bit of avocado oil. With the vegan duck, I'm going to put some pre-soaked apricots. And also I'm going to put a little bit of sweet chili sauce and some Bragg's. Okay, so this is it. I'm just going to fry some onions. With the coconut oil, just a little tablespoon of coconut oil, and a tablespoon of avocado oil, so just make sure that the oil is all around, covers the pot, the frying pan, the base of the frying pan. I like these frying pans because they are deep enough to hold any juices, and holds a lot more veggies as well. Okay, whilst that's cooking, I'm going to grate a couple of cloves of garlic. All these ingredients can be replaced by whatever you like. If you don't like having garlic, maybe replace it with something else. But the main ingredients in these dishes is the Moroccan style spice mix. Okay, so the onions, I'm just going to lightly fry it until it's a bit brown. Just when it starts to get a nice golden color. I might add another tablespoon of avocado oil. While that's cooking, I'm just going to cut the vegan duck into slices, strips about that long. You can also replace the vegan duck with strips of tofu, and that'll be just as nice. Now I'm going to add a teaspoon of these it's called panch foran. Fennel, cumin, fenugreek, nigella, and mustard. Now as you can see, I'm cutting them into strips Yeah, you can really smell the aromas from the garlic, the onion, and these different spices. Now I'm going to start adding one teaspoon, heaped teaspoon, of the herb and garlic seasoning. Just mix it. Now this probably takes about 10 minutes to, depending on your stove, to cook and to make all the fragrances and aromas come out. Now with the Moroccan spice, I'm going to use four heaped teaspoons. Oh, that smells beautiful. So this really has to cook through a little bit. At this stage, I'm going to start adding the vegetables, the carrots. Cauliflower, cabbage, now I'm going to add a little bit of black pepper, like a quarter of a teaspoon of black pepper. So you just keep mixing it, stirring it, and mixing it until it goes straight through and it's brown. Okay, now viewers, we've got our veggies for our noodles. It's nearly almost done. I'm just going to add now some vegan stock cubes, chicken flavored. You can also use salt, or a veggie salt, for instance, if you haven't got it. And just mix that through a little bit. And at this stage, I'm going to add the coconut cream and let it simmer until all the veggies have cooked through. You can add any veggies you like. Usually I prefer to use the ones that are in season, and preferably organic as well. So any veggies that are in season. And at this stage I'm going to add about some basil leaves, about 4 or 5 basil leaves. Cover it up and let it simmer until the veggies are cooked through. Probably about 5, 10, maybe 10 minutes. Welcome back, viewers. Now with this, with the duck, I'm going to use approximately 2 dollops of this, which is about 2 tablespoons of avocado oil. I'm going to wait till this is a bit heated up. Okay, now this should be heated through. I'm just going to add the vegan duck. Like that, gently, so it doesn't break apart. Like I said, you can also use tofu, replace it with anything that you like. And I'm going to add a teaspoon, heap teaspoon, of garlic powder. Just sprinkle on top, like that. Let it fry through a little bit, gently mixing it. The vegetarian duck, vegan duck, is already almost cooked, so it doesn't need a lot of cooking. It just needs a bit of heating up with a with the garlic and a couple of tablespoons of all-purpose seasoning. Or you can also put a very light soy sauce with it. And some sweet chili sauce, probably 3 tablespoons of sweet chili sauce in this case. Turn the heat down a little bit. I'm going to add some apricots, which makes it nice and sweet. And these apricots have been soaked overnight. They were dried apricots. Say about 6 apricots, sliced into quarters, like that. And this is ready. It only takes a few minutes to just heat it up and let those flavors go through. Okay, now we're going to do our noodles. You just read the cooking instructions, actually, because they're all different. So this one, I have to soak for 15 minutes. So some of the packets, it's better to read the instructions, because some of the packets are only 5 minutes. Add boiling water and let it soak for 15 minutes. Now I'm just going to add, as you can see, this is cooked through, and I'm just going to add the noodles, which had been soaking for 15 minutes. And make sure it's cooked through. At this stage we can turn the stove off, the heat off. Mix it all through. And you can see all the juices have soaked through the noodles. And it's ready to be served. Lastly, I'm going to add some cashews. And I'm going to put the lid back on, let it sit for a couple of minutes, and then I'm going to serve it up. Alright, now I'm just going to dish up one of the plates, making sure that all the juices are through. This will probably serve about 4 people, depending on how hungry they are. And you can put any sort of garnish that you have available. And now I'm going to call my husband to come and try. Thank you, viewers, for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We've enjoyed making this Moroccan noodle dish for you. Thank you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.